something new that people have been doing that I think kind of makes a lot of sense. Jim Ryan joining us with the latest on how people are hoping to push away the idea of a break-in, and it involves Google Maps. Jim, what's going on?
Right. Well, if you've ever, and I think probably pretty much everyone has done this, you've gone to Google Maps, looked up your own home, and looked at the street image, and there it is, your house. Maybe your car is sitting in front, and in a few rare cases, you might be standing there watering the lawn or doing something there in your front yard, your face blurred. But you can also blur your house if you want to. If you want to try to keep people from seeing what it looks like by simply going online, you can do this by going to Google Images. You can go to Google Maps and actually blur out your own home in the Street View function. Easy to do, but it is permanent. So if you do it once, you've done it forever, right? So your home will be blurred on Google Street forever and ever, and Google Maps. So, yeah, and police departments say, sure, that may be a good thing to do. Anything you can do to try to prevent people from plotting a burglary of your house or a break-in of some kind, that's probably a good thing to do.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's kind of an attractive thing for thieves to use Google Maps because they can figure out what you have outside and, where the entries are and all that.
Right. Well, even if the license plate is blurred on your car, they can see what kind of car that is, get a look at your house, see how large, how extensive it is. Within the neighborhood, they may see what your house might look like, but at least you can blur out what it does look like. So what you'll do, you'll find your property on Google Maps. You click on the report a problem. There on the page, there's a spot that says report a problem. Then you'll answer a few questions, submit your request to Google, and then thereafter and forever, your property will be blurred on Google Maps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. A nice way to do it. Jim, it makes a lot of sense. I think some people are like, I like looking at my house every now and
Sure, people do like that.
then.
But it's the same as posting a sign on your property that says, we have an alarm system here, or I have an Akita inside who's ready to tear you up if you get inside.
Is Google Maps the only one that offers something like this? I mean, is there
Far as
any
I
other?
know,
Yeah.
I'm not sure that any of the others do. And in fact, Google, it seems to be the default that people go to see street images. They find the map and then they can zoom in to see directions, street names, house numbers, even addresses. And yeah, that seems to be the way that people do it. And I'm not sure if any of the others actually offer that.
Jim, thanks for the update.
All right.
Interesting stuff. Jim Ryan joining us. Maybe you want to do a little bit of that on Google Maps today. Blur your house.